Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Yellowstone Ranger vindicated under whistleblower laws. A seasonal park ranger whose crusade to protect the grizzly bears of Yellowstone led park officials to order his silence will be reinstated next season and allowed to speak with reporters. Bob Jackson was censured in August by the National Park Service for publicizing the effects that elk baiting in nearby Bridger-Teton National Forest has on the behavior of Yellowstone's grizzlies. With the help of lawyers at the Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility, Jackson filed a claim against the Park Service under the nation's whistleblower laws, which protect employees who report health and safety problems or other violations by their employers. Jackson, known for his frequent arrests of wildlife poachers and for documenting unethical use of salting to bait elk by commercial hunting outfitters, had been given a written order this August to stop speaking with reporters about any National Park Service issues. Various Yellowstone managers has also threatened to block Jackson, a 30-year veteran at Yellowstone, from returning to the park next season, according to documents appended to the complaint filed by the peer on Jackson's behalf with the U.S. Office of Special Counsel. An agreement reached December 27th between Jackson and the National Park Service requires the agency to rehire Jackson as a backcountry ranger in the Thoroughfare area. Jackson has served in the Thoroughfare region located in a remote southeast corner of the park for the past 24 years. The National Park Service also agreed to rescind the gag order issued to Jackson, freeing him to discuss his concerns with the public and with reporters. The National Park Service was concerned about Jackson's well-publicized attacks on the common but illegal practice of salt baiting by elk hunters. Along the park's southern boundary, private hunters and commercial hunting outfitters have created semi-permanent salt licks to draw elk out of the protected park and onto private or national forest lands where they can be legally shot. With elk come the bears, who Jackson charges learn to associate hunting parties and the sound of gunfire with food. As many hunters also leave large portions of elk carcasses behind, the grizzlies learn to descend quickly onto kill sites to claim their portion of the meat. Both practices lead to increased dependence of the bears on human elk kills rather than on more natural food sources. They also increase the contact between bears and humans, which may lead to the accidental or deliberate shootings of so-called nuisance bears. During the 1990s, numbers of hunting-related grizzly mortalities have risen in the greater Yellowstone ecosystem, the documents reveal. Much of this increase can be attributed to incidents occurring during the early elk harvest in Montana and Wyoming. As grizzly bears learn to migrate outside the protected park during elk season, they may pass this pattern on to their cubs, perpetuating the problem in additional generations. Bears learn to use available food resources quickly, and when food availability becomes predictable, bears will establish traditional use and impart that behavior to their offspring, the report reads. Grizzly in search of elk meat are losing their fear of humans, the documents show. During recent years, anecdotal descriptions from outfitters, guides, and hunters indicate encounters between humans and bears are a common occurrence during the hunting season, the report says. 2 decades ago, many of these same outfitters and guides considered observations of grizzly bears a rare event. According to the study, hunting encounters have become the single largest source of known human-caused grizzly deaths. As one Wyoming game official remarked, gunshots in the early fall sound like a dinner bell to hungry grizzlies. The draft study, Possible Effects of Elk Harvest on Fall Distribution of Grizzly Bears in the Greater Yellowstone Ecosystem, published by Biological Resources Division of the U.S. Geological Survey and the Wyoming Game and Fish Department, is available at www.peer.org/mountain/grizzly_study.pdf. www.peer.org/mountain/grizzly_study.pdf. This story was written by Kate Lazaroff, and we thank the Environment News Service for this story. Well, that's the news for today. If you have news or information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archive shows at www.radioforall.net and la.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come and buy,